the Mercer County office, is extension office, is always busy. But as you and I have talked, Jim, the state funding hasn't flowed to extension for 3 years. And so we've really been in a situation where, you know, we've had to look at our expenses. And so we haven't done any layoffs, but we've done staff attrition. Now, fortunately, money does seem to be coming from the state, waiting to see, you know, what that will be. But in the meantime, Angie Dirks, who was the office support assistant at the Aledo office, she moved on to another opportunity, a step up for her. And so we had to make the hard decision. And so Carol Kendall, who's our office support assistant in Galva, she's splitting her time between the Galva and the Aledo office. And so it's hopefully something that will be in place temporarily until we can recover from, you know, the state funding situation. So we have to rebuild.
All right. So I can't remember. Is it 2 days a week at Mercer?
Yeah, it's 2 days in Aledo, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But, you know, if there's a special need, you know, we can make arrangements.
And then the Galva office is open 3 days.
They're open 3 days. Okay. Yeah. So in that situation, to help understand that, the city of Galva bought a building and renovated the building for us.
Okay.
And so that's why we want to try to be open there 3 days a week. And in both communities, our offices are busy. We have people coming and going. And we would like to be open 5 days a week, and that's our goal would be to rebuild over these coming years to get back to that point, because we understand the need. In the meantime, we have drop boxes, and like I said, we can make arrangements. So, for example, if there's a 4-H meeting and they want to meet on a, and we need to meet on a Wednesday, well, we can figure that out.